This is a podcast from Patriots.com. For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com. Now, Cheerleader Chit Chat with Lori Baranski.
Hi, I'm Lori Baranski, and welcome to Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. Today we have Tracy Sormonti here. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Lori. Thanks for having me again.
Thanks for coming. How's everything panning out? I know you've been up to a lot of good stuff, and we're going to get to all that, but how's the team and how's, you know, the summer practices going?
The summer practices are long and a little bit difficult, but they've been going really great. We got our new uniforms in, so the summer appearances have been going great.
I'm sure the fans love them. They're absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you. So far, so good.
And it must have been so hot. This past weekend was, what, 90 degrees out?
This past weekend was 90 degrees out, and you know, we had a bunch of events this weekend. We had 3 full-day events. So,
So didn't have practice this weekend anyway.
We didn't have practice on Saturday, but you know, some of the girls still trained.
Of course, you have to, because they have to be ready for this week.
That's right.
So what else is going on? I know you guys already came back from your calendar shoot. When can we expect the calendar?
The calendar will be out in time for the first preseason game, fingers crossed. Woo-hoo! And our brand new poster will be out probably in about 3 weeks.
Wow, so it's coming up fast.
It is.
Everything's happening.
The rookies are very excited, so I'm now they can actually sign their name next to their actual picture.
At all their events, yeah.
That's right.
That's awesome. So I know you yourself had kind of an appearance, I'd call it. Where did you go?
I had the opportunity of a lifetime. I was offered an incentive flight on an F-16 through the Air Force Reserve by General Bradley from the Pentagon.
And which we all love.
We all love General Bradley. He's the nicest man, and he's retiring.
No.
Yes, he is, and ready for a life of leisure.
Good for him. He deserves
it. That's right.
So for those of people that are listening that don't exactly know what an F-16 is, it's a plane.
It's a fighter jet. It's a fighter jet, and it's the one that, just like in Top Gun, where they have a pilot and then they have the co-pilot, the navigator, in the back. So I tried to be the pilot. They said no. So I happily took the back seat. It was okay.
And you had to wear full, what are those called?
I wore a whole flight suit, but they also fitted me for a G suit. And the purpose of the G suit is because when you hit a number of Gs with the pressure in the plane, it equated to about 900 pounds of body pressure on me. And it pumps the blood up from your ankles all the way up to your heart so that you don't pass out when you're hitting a lot of Gs.
Jeez, a lot of scientific things going on.
That's right. We had a full day of training, and I actually got to fly in a simulator or train in a simulator for an F-18 and an F-16, and they taught me how to do loops and rolls and...
Oh, my goodness.
I tried to land a few on the aircraft carrier, and I crashed about 30 very expensive military jets that way, and they decided that I better not sit in the front seat.
Good thing it was just a simulator.
Yeah, good thing.
So it was going how fast?
I don't know how fast it was going, but we did do the full 9 Gs. When we did the takeoff, there were some people on the end of the runway. We could see the very small dot. And he said, right where they are, he said, right from there, I'm going to go straight up. So we kept about 50 feet off the ground going real fast for the takeoff. And he said, now I'm going to tip my wings at them. And he tipped his wings like he was saying hi. And he said, 3, 2, 1, straight up. Straight up. I guess they dumped 500 pounds of fuel into the engine. It was an afterburner, and it was remarkable. I can't even believe it.
And did he actually do the whole loop-de-loos and everything?
He did. Well, when we went straight up, and then he, you know, I'm looking at the earth upside down, he flipped the plane over, and then he rolled it back upright, and I said, all right, how many G's was that? And he said, about 4. I said, okay, is that all you got? I can do this.
Oh, no.
Wrong thing to say. Yeah. So we got to kind of the cruising area where we were able to do stuff, and he actually let me take the controls for a little bit, and I actually got to do a roll on my own. I was afraid to do the loop because I was afraid I was going to,
Places you weren't supposed to go.
Yeah, go places I wasn't supposed to go, even though I know he had the controls too, and I probably didn't do too much of anything on my own.
And your stomach was okay with all of this?
No, my stomach wasn't okay, but I did not do very well, but you know, I figured that was probably going to happen, and everybody said you won't even care, and they were right. When it was time to land, I didn't even care, and my pilot happened to be, it was in Fort Worth, Texas, and he happened to be one of the lone Patriots fans down there. His name is Steve Nelson.
Hi, Steve Nelson.
Yeah. Hi, Steve Nelson.
And coincidentally, Steve Nelson is also an alumni player.
That's right. And so Steve Nelson, the alumni player, was kind enough to send a nice autograph photo to him.
Oh, that's awesome.
To thank him for the flight. And I also bought him a Steve Nelson jersey.
Oh,
and
awesome.
His call sign is Willie, i.e. Willie Nelson. And my call sign ended up being Droopy because the flight suit didn't fit me very well. So,
and actually, I saw pictures. You can see pictures of that on patriots.com/cheerleaders.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that was awesome. Now, when you were up there, were you talking through those little mask things where everyone's like, 10-4, like
yes,
those things?
Exactly. I had the mask on, but I didn't like to wear it. It was the oxygen mask is what you talked through, and it was pretty restricting. We weren't up high enough to have to use the oxygen mask, so I got to pull it away and just talk into it like a mic.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, but I was communicating with the pilot the whole time, and it was just incredible. I have to say, hands down, the most thrilling thing I have ever done. It was amazing.
Awesome.
It was amazing.
Did they videotape it for you so you could relive it again and again and again?
They didn't videotape it, but they had a public affairs officer there who took pictures from the minute I got there till the minute I left. And let me tell you, there's a significant difference from the pictures from when I got on the plane to when I got off the plane. One, I was, regular. My skin, I guess, looked fine. The next one, I was a little bit green, but I didn't care. It was with the 457th SPADs, the fighting wing out in Fort Worth, and they were a great, great, great group of guys.
That is awesome. Now, I have one question, because I can't imagine every pilot goes into there thinking, I have the stomach of steel. Is there some, say you have to throw up? Like, this is not cool right now.
Right, it's not cool.
Is there somewhere you can do that?
Yeah. Embarrassingly enough, they give you baggies. And that is pretty embarrassing. But, the pilots, they definitely get used to it. It's not the motion.
They have to.
It's the Gs, and they definitely get used to it. They teach you breathing techniques, so when you feel the Gs and you feel your G-suit pumping up, your vision goes to a point. You can almost feel yourself passing out, and you have to just push really, really hard, make your muscles as tight as you can to push against the G-suit, and it helps keep the blood in your head, and it helps keep you conscious. But then as soon as you're done, then, all the blood rushes.
The nauseous feeling just goes away.
Well, no, that's when the nauseous feeling comes. When the G's are over and then all of a sudden the blood starts going where it's supposed to go, you just get really dizzy. But the pilots, they don't know. They don't feel it. They, I'm sure they do at the beginning. They all said they did, but, they get used to it. It doesn't even faze them.
Because when we were with the Navy, there are some Navy men that actually get sick on boats and stuff. But they said, we just get accustomed to it. You have to adapt.
You just have no choice. You have to adapt. And I'll tell you, though, here I am riding in the back seat, fighting to stay conscious. And you think about what the pilots do. And not only are they flying the plane, but many times, oftentimes, they're actually on a mission.
Right.
They're absolutely brilliant fighter pilots. Anyone in the military. But these pilots, they're absolutely, absolutely brilliant. They're just, I have a tremendous amount of respect. I always did, but now tenfold.
Even more.
Tenfold.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
Completely agree. So it sounded like such an experience.
It was. I thought about it and said, do I really, really want to do this? And then I said, I knew the day after the flight, if I didn't do it, I'd really regret it. And boy, I would have, because it was great.
Oh, I'm so glad you got to go.
Yeah, me too.
That's
me
awesome.
Too.
And again, please check patriots.com/cheerleaders for all the photos, because you can see why they called her Droopy.
Yeah, that picture's up there. I'm not shy. I don't have a problem with that.
That is awesome. Thanks so much for coming in and sharing your experience with us.
Thanks for having me again, Lori.
And we'll be seeing you again, I hope. I want to hear all about the calendar and new things coming up this year. And
that's
great. See what the actual fans in the stadium think of the new uniforms and everything.
I hope it's good. I think it will be.
Oh, it'll be perfect.
Great.
Thanks so much. Until next time, we'll see you on the sideline.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.